The question was asked. There's a movement that changed the first blessing of Shemoneh Esrei and added mention of the matriarchs, and also in the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Is that halachically permissible? And the answer is no. It's not halachically permissible. The format we have of the blessings is a format that we are obligated to. There are places in prayer where one could add, but it's not within the first three or the last three blessings of Shemoneh Esrei. And this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you want to add, if you want to add requests, etc., then the place to add it is within the requests. You know, a person says, Slach lanu, Hashem, forgive us. So within that prayer, he could add, Hashem, I feel bad I did A, I feel bad I did B, could you please forgive me? A person prays the prayer of Rifa'enu, so he could add within that prayer, Hashem, please heal this relative of mine. And for sure in Shema Koleinu, so a person could add any need they have, because Shema Koleinu is Hashem, please listen to us in our prayers. So that's the area after the blessing of Atah Kadosh, after the first three, and before Ritzei, before the last three. That's the place where we can add our personal requests. But within the first three blessings, so the last three blessings there, you may not add or change. And we have a rule, kol hameshaneh, anyone who changes, mimatbea shetaveu chachamim, from the format of prayer and blessings that our sages instituted, eino ela toe, is none other than mistaken. That's what the Gemara says. So why does the Gemara use that term? Eino ela toe, he is none other than mistaken. I think, this is my own explanation, I think the Gemara was addressing a natural human tendency. We always want to improve. So it's natural that when we view the Shmona Esrei or the blessings, we would want to improve. I want to change something. Part of it comes from a real desire to improve. Part of it comes from a natural, healthy desire to put our own mark on things. You know, I was walking with my kids yesterday. There were puddles, and it struck me the urge that kids have to splash in puddles, and I don't understand it. And I said to myself, it could be that part of it is they see it's flat, and they're going to make it different. And I'm not sure what drives a child. All children have this drive. I was begging them not to do it because we had an hour and a half long ride ahead of us, and I knew they'd be freezing the whole ride. But I saw that I was asking them something that ran against their nature, and I could remember when I was a child, I had the same nature. Like, you want to step in the puddle, and I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe it's like we like to pop bubbles. You know, the bubble wrap, we want to pop it. Maybe it's the same type of urge. I'm not sure. But maybe it's also because we want to put our mark on things. Maybe. But that's definitely a healthy desire we have to put our mark on things. So maybe that's why Chazal had to use the term Eino Ela Toe. Chazal were saying, I know you think you're improving on the original. Recognize you're none other than mistaken. There was a lot of thought and Kabbalistic intent and a lot of calculations into the format of the blessings the way we have them. I personally would change the Shemoneh Esrei a lot if it were up to me. I know I can't. But if you asked me, I wouldn't have done it the way Chazal did. Not at all. So when we approach things like this, we say, okay, obviously I don't understand enough. They knew more than me. So you mentioned that